like round up this great interview, podcast interview. I have some questions from the people from Brussels,
okay.
So who live here, who walk here, who cycle here, who have some feedback, some questions that have an influence on their daily life. So someone said, what are the plans for the temporary Corona bike lanes? Some of them are in not so good state, and though they become very crucial for safe cycling, and most of them are just paint and easily removable again. What will the next government do to implement those Corona bike lanes to make them permanent? Or
it's a really good question, because it's always, you want to have to rearrange a street from facade to facade, have a good infrastructure for cycling separated. But that means that, and we're still doing that, so we do have those big investments in structural programs, but it means you need time to ask a permit, you need a plan, you need the money, so you need a lot of. So if we only do this, that's what I'm saying.
So there's actually a whole process behind it that the people sometimes don't see.
No, it's a double thing. So if you do that, you can do about 15, 20 kilometers every political period, every legislature.
Okay.
But if you really want to increase, sometimes paint can really be a help, because I prefer that way. But if I can, by painting a bicycle and already gain some paint, then we'll do that. So we are doing both. So we start on many places. If we can gain some space, if we have an agreement, because you always need an agreement to take away a car lane, to put in a cycling lane, to take away a parking lane, we take the opportunity, because in that way it's already there. And so we have implemented many kilometers. So we have in total, with all the programs together, 60 kilometers this legislature, which is good. It's the highest ever, which was necessary.
Yeah.
But so we are making sure that those temporary lanes, the COVID lanes, are being made permanent. And there's a crazy procedure behind it to make it legal, because you need to ask for a permit, and the people don't see it. And I don't want to talk about the people, because it's not encouraging, but we are doing that work, finding new place where we can do it. And in the meantime, making sure, okay, now we have this space, let's make it more qualitative. For example, on Lambermont, which is in Schaarbeek, a really important avenue, we have taken away a car lane and put in place a cycling lane with paint. So it's not ideal, but it has improved the quality of cycling a lot in that place.
Yep.
And now we have a plan to make a real reorganization of the whole street to make sure that we have permanent infrastructure. The same Rue de la Loi, which is probably the most known street, the Wetstraat of Brussels, in front of European institutions. We took away a car lane, we put on some brick, some concrete blocks to separate it.
Protected
bike lanes. Now we had, okay, we want to make it permanent. We actually want to take away another car lane so we can put on some trees and we can have the same infrastructure on both sides. But there's no support for it yet.
Each time you take a car lane away, there's a lot of protests.
It's a lot of protests, but it is necessary. And we see that, because that one is one, it's one of the best used cycling lanes of Brussels. Mm-hmm. And there are more people on a bike being transported than in cars on the same axis. So it is taking away space from cars, but in the number of people that can get transport on that axis, cycling lane is more effective. So it is always looking for a balance and waiting for the right moment. Because now, for example, we could say, okay, we will rearrange the streets facade to facade, and I have the support of everybody to take the one lane we took away to make it permanent.
Yep.
But for the second, I have no support. They do it now, it's forever like that. But we know we need on both sides a cycling lane.
Yeah,
so we made the permit to make it permanent. We did some adaptations. There will be some extra measurements taking this spring on to make it more safe. But I know that I want to make sure that we, the moment that there's openness to get the whole thing done, then we will do the whole thing. So it is looking, and I know I'm also very impatient, and I know this impatience of people cycling in Brussels. And so we're trying to work as fast and as good as we can, but it is often procedures, having the people to do so, having the right permits to do so, being confronted with blockades from the local communities, because they can always say no and they can stop a work in progress.
It is
struggling, but we are giving everything we can, and I hope we'll continue to see Brussels changing and being more cycling city.